Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly backstage tour of local theaters. I'm Steve Hunt. Today we'll be taking a tour beyond the Anchorage Bowl over to Valdez, where my partner Gene Paul is attending the Last Frontier Theater Conference. And Gene over there has a guest lined up for us. But before we go to our guest, Gene, how are things going over at the conference this year?
It's going very well. We've had a number of very good plays and maybe some not so good plays. They all have a common theme this year, which is a ghost of some kind. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work so well. But I've seen a lot of very good plays. To let the audience know what this conference is like, people send in plays from all over the English-speaking world, and so out of hundreds and hundreds, about 100 are chosen. They're run two or three at a time. You have to figure out which one you want to see, which isn't always the right one, but it's still fun. They're read, they're criticized kindly by a panel of specialists. And the author is offered help to improve the play. And people come from all over the English-speaking world, as I said, to get their plays in here because of the kindness and the help that they get to make it a better play. Some of them are really short, some just one act, some are longer. And with me today, I have Arthur Jolly, who has a play in this year, had a play in the evening when the real plays could begin, but last year and this year has a play in the making. And I'm going to turn this over to Arthur Jolly to be interviewed by you.
Well, Arthur M. Jolly, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you. So pleased to be here.
And our listeners may be familiar with your name for two reasons. One, I believe you were our guest last year from the Last Frontier Theater Conference. And also, you had one of your plays, A Gulag Mouse, performed here by Tosspot Productions over at Out North Theater, a very well-received production. So, again, welcome to Stage Talk.
Well, thank you. I'm so pleased to be back with you.
Well, tell us, you said you had a play being read at the conference. What are you doing over there at the conference this year?
Mostly I am sitting and watching other people's plays and commenting on them and just enjoying being surrounded by, you know, the playwrights from all over the country. It's not a large industry, if you want to call it an industry. So when you get a couple of hundred of us all in one place, you tend to recognize people, or even if you don't know them personally, you often know their writing. And it is just an absolutely wonderful experience. And then on to, you know, the frosting on top of the cake is it's in Valdez, Alaska, and absolutely gorgeous. So it is a rejuvenating experience every year. This is my third time, and it's become the high point of the year for me.
And you said you're having one of your plays read. Can you tell us something about that play?
Yes, slight departure from A Gulag Mouse, if any of you saw that one. This is it's called Mission Calusa, and it's about four volunteer astronauts in a simulated multi-year mission. They're not actually going anywhere. They're just trapped in a mock-up of a spaceship for 4 years straight, and the play takes place just before the first year anniversary, and they are all on each other's nerves and gradually going crazy, and it's a very funny, farcical comedy, but the only thing it has in common with The Gulag Mouse is it's about interesting characters trapped in a confined space that they can't get out of.
I was about to say, it's similar to Gulag Mouse in that you have these people who are confined in you're saying this is a comedy, though. So where does the comedy come from in the play with four guys? Is it four men or four mixed people?
It's mixed. Mm-hmm. There's a captain, an engineer, a science officer, and the first officer, who is a woman. And the captain and the first officer had a passionate affair 30 minutes into the mission.
Okay, we see now where the comedy's coming from.
she has since had a child that is in there with them causing problems because they can't confess to NASA that happened. And the
life support, huh?
Yeah. There's a large tank, hydroponic tank, with a plant life in it that has somehow animated and talks to the captain, although it might just be a hallucination. So, yes, it's an absolutely ridiculous, over-the-top scenario, and I had so much fun writing it.
It sounds very interesting. This isn't something that Plant's name's not Audrey by chance, is it?
No, it's Blob.
It's what?
Plant names it Random Blob.
Random Blob. Well, it sounds like a very... And this play is being read on, is it Friday, right? It's today.
Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be actually the very first time I have heard it out loud. So for me, that's always the most exciting time is the very first time you hear it being spoken by other people. That's when a play really comes alive.
Right. You know, Gene mentioned a moment ago that a lot of plays are read at this conference. And one of the things I'm always finding interesting is that Dawson Moore, the conference coordinator, always sends out a newsletter talking about some of the successes, some of the plays being read at the conference have gone on to being performed at theaters around the country. Have you found the same thing for you? Have you found that the comments that have been made about your plays there have changed your plays for the better and have maybe perhaps helped them to achieve success in other cities?
Oh, absolutely. The A Gulag Mouse started out being read in the conference. The play I had last year, A Very Modern Marriage, was read in the conference. I got a lot of great feedback, rewrote it. It since went to a theater company in New York that was developing it, so it's had a reading there. I've rewritten it from that, and it will be produced in Ashland, Oregon in July of next year. And I met a wonderful woman at the conference this year from Australia who has a theater company, and she wants to put it on there, so we'll see if that happens as well.
That sounds terrific. It's all about contacts there at the conference. I've noticed before that you go there a stranger and you leave having friends all over the world.
Absolutely. And it's not just, you know, my place. I was waxing eloquent about this wonderful play I'd seen read by this young playwright, Ashley Rose Wellman. And that play was Gravidity, which is, I'm sure some of you know, since been produced at the UAA and was one of the evening performances this week at the conference and received a standing ovation, well deserved. It was an beautiful production of a very powerful play.
That's great. I saw that production here in Anchorage, and it is a wonderful play. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, and we're talking to the playwright Arthur M. Jolly, one of the playwrights who's over at the Last Frontier Theater Conference with Gene Paul, my partner. We're talking about his plays and the conference in general. So, Arthur, can you talk about some of the other plays you've seen over there that you think might have a future to them?
There are many in all stages of production. So some of the plays that I've heard read are first drafts, and you can tell that they do still need some development. But the wonderful thing is that it's not just that we as an audience hear that. The playwright gets to hear it and gets some feedback of not how they should write it, but what the audience picked up on, where they lost focus. And so that really does allow things to be developed further. I have heard some wonderful plays so far. I don't think I have anything that's quite the standout that Gravidity was last year, but the week isn't over yet.
Right. I'm going to put you on the spot here for a moment. So you've had your plays read there before, and you just mentioned that sometimes a respondent or someone from the audience will say something that just totally opens the eyes of the playwright. Has that happened to you with your plays? Has there been something which has been glaringly obvious to someone who is not you, who was pointed it out to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's hardest to analyze your own work. Offhand, I'm just thinking one of the other things that goes on in the conference is a monologue workshop. And last year, one of my monologues was being worked on by an actor, and the wonderful coach, Laura Gardner, was asking the actor, okay, who are you talking to in this monologue, which is critical? And he didn't know, which was why he wasn't performing the monologue the way she wanted. And so she turned to me and said, okay, you're the playwright. Who's he talking to? And I answered, and she just looked at me like I was a blob of jello. She was like, really? And I suddenly realized, of course, if the person you're talking to doesn't have any relationship with you, it was a random interview or something, well, then there's nothing there. You have to have a relationship to give subtext to the monologue. So after being put on the spot by her, I then went home and rewrote that monologue to make it much, much better. But yes, sometimes the most basic things that, playwriting 101, you can see it in someone else's work, but when it comes to your own, you get so involved with how you were feeling when you wrote it that sometimes you miss some of the fundamentals.
Right. I had a similar experience. I was having a play of mine being performed. I was directing it, and one of the actors said to me, well, what's my motivation? And I had been so focused on the two other characters in the play, I had completely forgotten about him. And it's a simple question sometimes that make you think, oh, my goodness, I've left out something major.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
So you say you're enjoying Valdez. Are you able to get out and enjoy the scenery and the town some while you're there?
We do take a cruise out to Shoup Glacier as part of the conference. So that's, I think, tomorrow evening. I am looking forward to that immensely. I always take a little break just to walk around the town and the harbor and take in some of the views. But it's also a wrench because you're always balancing seeing these people working on their plays and being part of that process, which is inspiring and challenging and wonderful. So it's you have to give up one for the other, both in both directions.
Do you ever find time at the conference to write, or do you just put it beside yourself and say, I'm just going to watch and enjoy the conference?
I wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning when I'm at home so I can write before my 3-year-old wakes up and ruins any chance of that happening. So I do the same thing here. However, there's also an evening fringe festival of short plays, and in the middle of the week, there is an overnight challenge where they give several volunteers a cue, and then you have to write a play overnight for the next evening's production. And I was up last night till 3 in the morning writing that one.
So you have a play in the 10-minute, the overnight performance of the Fringe.
Yes, I do.
And have you done that before?
I did that last year. Yeah.
So it's always a challenge to do that overnight, but it's always a nice evening to see how fresh these plays come right off the griddle, so to speak.
Yes, it's and you know, there's a certain, I wouldn't say lack of critical judgment, but there is a certain allowance given to the fact that everyone knows you were up late at night working on this, so they give it a little leeway if it's slightly rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm. And so the Fringe is one of those things at the festival that is after the regular performances, and a lot of playwrights have their plays that are not necessarily in the conference being read by actors there. Have you had other plays of yours in the Fringe?
Yes, I had one on Tuesday evening, just a short piece that was it was Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter meeting the cast from Sesame Street and singing a song about Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, Arthur. Oh, Arthur.
Gluttony, and it was... but that is sort of the level of plays at the Fringe. During the day, we're a little more serious, a little more focused, and then in the evening, it's just playwrights having fun with language.
Well, we've had a lot of fun talking with you this time again. Arthur M. Jolly, our guest today on Stage Talk. We're talking to Arthur from the Last Frontier Theater Conference over in Valdez, where he's having a week-long experience being immersed with 200 of his fast, famous friends now. Arthur, thank you for being our guest on our show.
My very great pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I'd also like to thank KCHU for letting us use their station to call in.
Well, thanks. Well, this is Steve Hunt, and for my partner Gene Paul, this is KSKA Stage Talk.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.